also am dead.
Dead? What are you doing at the window, then?
I am waiting for the coffin to take me away.
After these words, the little girl disappeared, and the window closed without a sound.
"Oh, lovely maiden with azure hair," cried Pinocchio. "Open, I beg of you. Take pity on a poor boy who is being chased by two assass—"
He did not finish, for two powerful hands grasped him by the neck, and the same two horrible voices growled threateningly, "Now we have you!" The Marionette, seeing death dancing before him, trembled so hard that the joints of his legs rattled, and the coins tinkled under his tongue.
"Well," the assassins asked, "will you open your mouth now or not? Ah, you do not answer. Very well, this time you shall open it."
Taking out two long, sharp knives, they struck two heavy blows on the Marionette's back. Happily for him, Pinocchio was made of very hard wood, and the knives broke into a thousand pieces. The assassins looked at each other in dismay, holding the handles of the knives in their hands.